Thank you for choosing Amore. My name is Markeandra. How may I assist you?
Yes, how you doing today? My name is Edwin Ewing, and I was calling in today because I noticed on my withdrawal, I had an automatic draw for my trailer payment, and they applied a insurance fee or something. They took out my account, and I was trying to see what was this insurance for.
Okay, do you have a contract number? Or a customer ID number?
I don't. I sure don't.
What's your zip code?
77406.
Name of the company?
It's not a company. It's my personal name, which is Edwin Ewing. The last name, Ewing.
If you could verify the address and email on your account.
8406 Port Branch Drive, Richmond, Texas. And the email should be wickeded@gmail.com.
All right, yes, sir. Thank you. So it is an insurance charge. If you have not sent in your proof of insurance, that is why you're being charged. Looks like they sent you a letter and gave you a call January 26th.
No, I haven't received anything, but nothing has changed on the thing. I mean, since when I first got the trailer, I still have the same insurance and everything. I didn't have to renew nothing, so that's why I'm not understanding why they don't have it.
Yes, sir. So it at the beginning of each year, and then after a year of having it, they request a new copy of it. So all you would have to do is send in your proof of insurance again. And once you get it sent in, you can and it's can the policy is canceled, you can call back in to see if you're eligible for a refund or a credit.
Yes, because when they done that, it actually put my account, because the note was supposed to come at the same time, so it put my account in the negative. So I'm like, you know, while I got you on the phone, could you give me the contract number or what's the name? Because I don't have that.
Yes, sir. The contract number is 114-8572.
Okay, let me repeat that to you. 114-8572.
Yes, sir. And would you like the email to send your proof of insurance to?
Yes, please.
Okay. It's going to be P as in Paul, O as in Oscar, I as in Igloo, processing.
You say processing?
Yes. At assurance.
Hold on, let me see. P.
Okay.
The at sign.
At
you see it.
I'm sorry.
You see, POI processing at
Assurant, which is A, S as in Sam, S as in Sam, U R, A N, as in Nancy, T as in Tom.
Say it again. A-S-S-U-R-A-N...
T as in Tom. Yes.
Hold on. Make sure. Okay. A-S-S-U-R-A-N-T as in Tom.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. .com.
Is it an E at the end or just a T at the end?
Just a T.
Okay. .com. So let me make sure I got that right. POI processing at assurance.com.
Assurance, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. So I just have them send over the proof of insurance to that, and we're good to go.
Yes, sir. Correct.
And once I had them send over, I just, and I would still have to call y'all back, right? Do I
They'll
need to
send
put a
you
pinch
an
in anything?
I don't think so. Just send a certificate of insurance. If it's insufficient or if it's not enough information, they'll email you back to let you know. If it's good to go, then they won't email you back. It takes 3 to 4 business days to process. So I would say give a call back at the end of next week, depending on when you send it. You send it today, give a call back next Friday to see if we received it.
Okay. All right, I appreciate it.
No problem. You have a good one.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.